Everything in life is a negotiation. Everything is a trade. The vast majority of people, especially in our younger years, we are terrible negotiators. For example, someone goes in for a job interview. In most cases, depending on their circumstances, they are desperate to get the job, any job. The company tells them, "We will pay you $40,000 a year for 1,800 hours worked." Now, depending on your age, your skill set, and your circumstances, that is a terrible trade. Time is the most valuable asset that we have. For most people, $40,000, that is not keeping the lights on. These days, it damn sure doesn't keep gas in your tank. The focus of the company, their primary objective, is to get as much work out of you as possible for as little money as possible. The focus of the employee should be, it should be, to be compensated their worth. Like I said though, most people do not negotiate their salaries in the interview process. Throughout my 10 or so years in management, I hired a lot of people. You know how many of them negotiated their salaries during the interview process? Zero. Most people take what the company offers and then they bitch about it later when it's too late. Everything in life, almost everything in life, is negotiable. In negotiations, there is usually a winner and a loser. Sometimes both parties leave the negotiating table feeling like they won, but in many cases, one party has more leverage than the other, and that is what you need when negotiating, leverage. Right now, the Biden administration, they are being pressured to do whatever it takes to get Brittany Griner back home. Now, I know most of my regular viewers, you guys know this already, but we always have new viewers for every video, and they might not know what's going on with Brittany Griner. Judging by recent WNBA television ratings, which we'll get to in just a second, I would be willing to bet most people don't know about Brittany Griner. For the last several months, she has been detained in a Russian jail for carrying vape pens that contained weed through an airport. It was announced last week that she will be staying there at minimum until next month, possibly longer. This week, the woke shitfucks, they have been pressuring Papa Joe to get her released. Now, they're not fighting for Brittany Griner like they're fighting to teach your children how to check the non-binary box on a kindergarten test, but the woke, they're giving about a 25% effort to get Brittany Griner released. Dawn Staley, the NBA, the WNBA, numerous LGBT groups, the virgins on Twitter, they are putting the pressure on Joe Biden to get her released. You know, I look at the landscape of the country right now. I see all these problems, most of which are self-inflicted and being done on purpose. High gas prices. It's not Putin's price hike, it's Biden's price hike. Inflation caused by shitty policy, the border. You know, we sure didn't seem to have a fucking problem at the border 3 years ago. This is an easy problem to solve, but when you have a president telling people, "Come on down, you are the next contestant for woke welfare," people living in grass huts are gonna listen. We have all these self-created problems, which are shining examples of social justice in practice. And the woke shitfucks think it should be a top priority to get Brittany Griner released? Doesn't make much sense to me, but what the hell do I know? In situations like this, when an American citizen's being detained overseas, if you want to get them released early, you got to give something up. Sometimes it could be money, sometimes it could be military aid, sometimes it could be a prisoner swap. The value of the trade depends on who has the leverage. Right now, America should have all the leverage. But when you have a president that doesn't know the difference between the moon and the sky and the moon leaning out the car window, any leverage you have doesn't matter. Joe Biden is not competent enough to negotiate with someone like Vladimir Putin, and you're about to understand why. Earlier this morning, Forbes reported that the Biden administration is in the early stages of getting Brittany Griner back home. Now, what are they giving up in exchange? Have you ever seen the movie Lord of War? The movie came out in 2005. Nicolas Cage was the leading role. Although the movie is technically fiction, it is loosely based on Victor Bout. Victor Bout, He is a Russian weapons smuggler. He's a career criminal. Back in the 90s and 2000s, he made millions of dollars smuggling weapons to the Middle East. You know, the home of damn near every terrorist group in the world. In 2008, he was arrested in Thailand. It was a joint effort between the Royal Thai Police and the American government. They busted him in a conspiracy to smuggle weapons to FARC, which is a communist group based in Colombia. FARC, F-A-R-C, they wanted the weapons so they could use them against American military forces in Colombia. Long story short, Victor Bout supplied weapons to terrorists intent on fighting us. He was convicted in 2011, sentenced to 25 years in a federal prison. Now, he is alleged to have ties to top Russian officials, and with his contacts and his skill set, if he were to be released right now, he would be of good use to Vlad Vlad. Joe Biden, in his infinite wisdom and negotiating skills, he thinks swapping Victor Bout for Brittany Griner is a fair trade. So let me get this straight. We're going to send a 55-year-old skilled weapons smuggler who supplies weapons and aid to terrorist groups, who has contacts throughout the underworld. We're going to send him back home to Russia, and in exchange, the Russians are going to give us an America-hating, race-baiting social justice warrior who plays in a league no one gives a fuck about? Am I the only one that thinks we're getting screwed here? What the hell kind of bullshit is this? Victor Bout has value to the Russians. What value does Brittany Griner give Americans? Well, Casey, she is an American citizen. She deserves to be at home. She has spent years complaining about how bad America sucks. She has spent years talking about how racist America is. America is filled with racist, misogynist, and all the other woke boner words. To hell with negotiating her release. Leave her ass over there. This kind of reminds me of the Jewish people begging to have Barabbas released and Jesus crucified. You know what's a great idea? Let's release the rapist and murderer and kill the guy that's never sinned. For us, it's let's release the career criminal who supplies guns to people who want to kill us. And while we're at it, let's bring home the woke dumbass who hates us and uses her platform to promote social justice. This is a fucking lose-lose. Why in the hell would this even be under consideration? This seems like another simple problem to solve to me. Oh, you want Victor Bout in exchange for Brittany Griner? Go fuck yourself. This administration is an absolute disaster. Like I said, it is an example of woke politics in practice. This is what happened when you allow underqualified freaks and weirdos to run the government. You have that stupid fuck who wanted to run the disinformation board pretending that she is Mary fucking Poppins. Did you see that? You have a vice president who can't figure out if she's American, Canadian, French. Hell, she doesn't know. The accent of Kamala Harris changes depending on who she's around. I have never seen this woman have a coherent thought. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing and we're going to do it better. We have a president that can't figure out how to use a fork. We have a Speaker of the House in Nancy Pelosi whose face hasn't moved in 30 years. You could extract the plastic out of Nancy Pelosi's face and build a dollhouse for millions of kids across America. Then we have another woke dumbass this week testifying in front of Congress. I think her name was Amy Arambide. I say her, she looks like a woman. For all I know, she could be a Cyclops from Uranus. But on Wednesday, this dumb fuck testifies in front of Congress that men can have babies. Wouldn't that be called perjury? Shouldn't this woman be in jail? You know what? Scratch jail. I have a better idea. I know a way we can get Brittany Griner back to America. Why don't we send Amy Arambide over to Russia and they can send us Brittany Griner back in exchange? That is an even trade. We're swapping one dumbass for another. The Biden administration is a disaster, but there's one thing. There is one thing that is a bigger disaster than Joe Biden. If this continues, It is going to steal the crown from Bomani Jones in the category Huge Embarrassing Failure. I'm talking about television ratings for the WNBA. Since we last talked about this, the WNBA was given 3 games on national TV. And I say given because this league has no business being on national television. Last Saturday, ABC gifted the WNBA their mid-afternoon time slot. Oh, there was so much competition that day. NHL playoffs, college softball, Simone's cookout, radar on the Weather Channel. The competition was fierce. The game on ABC last Saturday, it featured the Phoenix Fleas against the Seattle Shitfucks. It was an exciting battle. Grown women slowly running up and down the court, missing shot after shot. It was an offensive clinic. 133 points scored in that game. Oh, that's what I call exciting basketball. I wish I could tell you how many other people found it exciting, but once again, I can't. The ratings aren't available. Ratings were reported for everything else on ABC last Saturday. Something called Finding Dory drew 1.1 million. Good Morning America, 2.6 million. World News Tonight, 4.6 million. Where the hell's the WNBA? Someone in the comment section at Showbuzz Daily, they actually asked where the ratings were for the WNBA. They didn't receive a response. Reason being, the ratings were too low for Nielsen to measure. There is only one reason, especially on broadcast television, there's only one reason for ratings not to be reported. They're too low to measure. This is the league. The mainstream media claims is surging in popularity and ratings. Yeah, yeah. They are so fucking popular. They get beaten on ABC by something called Celebrity Page on Reels that aired at 2:30 in the morning and drew 65,000 viewers. The other two WNBA games this week, they were broadcast on CBS Sports Network. I don't even have to tell you that they were also too low to be measured. If this league can't draw enough ratings to be measured on ABC, they damn sure aren't breaking records on CBS Sports Network. This league is a fucking dump. Have you noticed? The mainstream media is strangely silent right now in regards to WNBA ratings. Have you noticed that? Last year, all we heard about was the surging viewership. Even Sports Media Watch, a site dedicated to ratings across all sports. They report ratings for Formula One, NASCAR, LPGA, every sport. Every sport. Not one article on Sports Media Watch talking about WNBA ratings. Why is the mainstream media ignoring this story? Because they can never admit when they're wrong. They have spent 2 years wasting time promoting this dump of a league. Last summer, people gave the WNBA a sympathy watch. The media, they were relentlessly promoting it. Some people wanted to see what all the fuss was about. They gave the WNBA a chance. They quickly figured out they can see more entertaining basketball at an AAU game featuring players in wheelchairs and never watch the WNBA again. This league needs to be shut down. It serves absolutely no purpose. Hell, the only purpose the WNBA serves is giving me an endless supply of content for this channel. They're kind of like Deadspin. They exist purely for my entertainment. I never get tired of shitting on the WNBA. But let me know what you think. Joe Biden actually considering trading a Russian terrorist in exchange for Brittany Griner? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.